World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, Friday morning. Man, time is flying. It's the 27th day. March already. Where the heck is time gone? And you know, we spent the last several days really focusing on the whole situation we have here in the good old US of A and everything that's going on there. And I really truly want to try to turn this into a flea flicker Friday, in that I think there's probably a lot of you in the queue or part of the program here really do have something you'd like to say. And just haven't had the time to do it. So I want to be able to open the doors up to that and let you talk a little bit about whatever, a true flea flicker Friday. So I'm going to kind of back off here a little second. I got some stuff I'm going to show you as we get into the video, as we get into the program, some videos that I posted yesterday on Facebook. I'm not going to start off with those, right off the bat. I'm going to use them as we develop the show. And I get some amazing things, man. That's some amazing, folks. There's really something crazy going on. It really is. And it's impacting and affecting more areas than we really understand. And it's hard not to talk about it. I got a video yesterday. I'll show you here in a little bit. Michelle and I went to the abortion clinic and had quite an experience there with the police officer. We'll talk about that here in a second. And Mark Harrington and his crew from Created Equal were there, and good old buddy Johnny was there. Johnny had been there by himself the day before, and of course Planned Parenthood was still open, and reaction of the police, it's just crazy, right? And then on the way home, Michelle and I stopped by Amazon. They talk about all this shelter in place and you're not allowed to be out and all that kind of. We drove by Amazon. Jared, maybe I ought to start with that. You got that up there right now, I think, on the screen. Let's start with this, folks. Now listen, stay with me here. What's going on? What's going on? If they tell us, is Amazon an essential business? And you go down my Facebook page, you'll find there people will say, well, yes, it's an essential business because they deliver drugs. Okay. You're not going to convince me everybody in Amazon's delivering drugs. Every driver in Amazon's got drug, the whole truck is full of drugs. That isn't going on. So we just came. Let me give you a little bit of a scenario here. We had just come from Planned Parenthood, outside of Planned Parenthood, standing out on the sidewalk in Planned Parenthood, being confronted by a police officer, which I'll show you here in a second, being told that we were not allowed to be out. We were not allowed to be out. And went through that whole rigmarole with him. And so on the way home, I said, Michelle and I took a different way home. I said, let's drive by Amazon, because on the way, when you drive down Route 70 from my house to go into Columbus, you drive right by Amazon, one of these big warehouses. As I drove by, I thought, my goodness, look at the cars there. People are supposed to be sheltering. What is going on? So on the way home, we went a different way, and I pulled in Amazon. Now, folks, listen. This thing, we are either in dire situations or we're not. We either all have to shelter in place and stay 6 feet away from each other or not. It's hard to take these orders seriously. Now, this is about 5 minutes, and this is just me and Michelle driving in the Amazon parking lot. Watch this. You tell me what's going on. Go ahead, Jen.
Hey, friends, listen, I'm sorry.
for my third live video this morning. But we're coming home from Planned Parenthood, eating a Jimmy John sandwich here. Pardon me a second. And I just want to show you something here. Now, listen, I'm glad business is working. I'm glad, thank God, people are working. Right? But they're telling us that we're supposed to not be out, essential only. Essential people only. So, Michelle and I, on our way home, there's Michelle. Oops, she's over there. We drove by Amazon. You've heard of Amazon here in Ohio? Let me flip. Come for a ride with me down the Amazon parking lot and see if you think that Amazon is sheltering in place or whatever. So here we go. Just going down the driveway here. Let's look over here. Amazon. Huh. Do you want me to count the cars? I'm sorry here. I got my cords loose here. Look at the parking lot here at Amazon. Now, they're going to tell you you can't go to church, right? We just ran into the police, and they told us that we have to be, we got to be 10 feet apart from each other, 6 feet apart or whatever. Now, this is just the first, hang on a minute, this is just the first Amazon parking lot here. Hang on with me. Hang on. Right? I'm glad, hey, don't get me wrong, I'm glad they're working. But there's something wrong, friends. There's something wrong. You can't go to church. Let's pull down this aisle here. Let's pull down this Amazon aisle. As far as you can see down through here, there are cars. Look at this. Amazon. I guess they're essential, huh?
Because here in a second, folks, listen, I want you to watch here in about a minute. We're going to drive by the main entrance where people are sitting out of picnic tables eating. Remember, they said we're not supposed to be within 6 feet of each other. So go ahead and let it play, Jared. It's going to be on your right-hand side. You see the people out. Go ahead.
Huh? Is Amazon essential? Whoa, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Look, I'm telling you, you can't even believe it. Now, my wife said I'm in the wrong one. It says, do not enter. Am I going the wrong way? I think I'm going the wrong way. Don't know what to do here.
It's not supposed to enter.
I'm in trouble here. I'm in the wrong spot. So maybe they'll come and arrest me. And I'm going to ask why all these people are here at Amazon. Sitting out in front. I'm in the wrong lane, clearly. But I got to get over here.
Okay, Jared, you can cut. This goes on for another 2.5 minutes. Can somebody explain to me what's going on here? Can somebody explain to me? What the heck's going on?
Coach, you're trying to shelter in place, but you couldn't find a parking space.
I would like to be inside I would like to get inside Amazon. Are these people all 6 feet apart, you think, in there? What? Really? Really? Come on now. What's going on, friend?
I think what's really going on is that the government is picking winners and losers.
And you say that the guy, was it Jeff Bezos? Is that, you think he's a winner?
Yes, because they've picked him already. All these big ones. So the mom and pop, the middle class, these type of operations, those are all getting closed down because that's not part of the agenda.
Well, Chad, not only that, you're going to see here as I show the video later on, we almost got written an M2 citation for even being out on the street by a police officer. I'm going to show you here in a second. I'll show it to you here in a second. Folks, come on. Somebody come in here. Tell me what's See, this makes me question the seriousness of our government. What's going on?
Coach, we don't need them. Don't you understand? They're all closed down. We don't need them. We never need them in the first place. The whole thing is a charade.
Never needed what, Vinny?
This government, this whole infrastructure. It's all crap.
Well, people
who work.
I think that's all being exposed, brother. I think it's all being exposed. But how do I, as a God-fearing American, how do I obey the government when I see such blatant things like this?
An you Amazon, don't.
doctor is an essential worker. Listen, I want people working. I want them working. I don't want
the government
to shut people down. But why can they work and you can't go into a Jimmy John's to get a sandwich? What's going on? Larry, any ideas? Anybody got any ideas? What's going on? And so we go to you're muted, Larry.
We're seeing the destruction of small businesses.
It will be interesting to see.
What's that, Larry?
It will be interesting to see this. Here, let me get this.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let me
plug. It's the planned destruction of businesses. We're going to survive this. We got to be smart.
Well, what big box businesses like Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart couldn't do to the mom and pop shops, the big brother government's going to finish it for us.
Yeah. What I was going to say is it'll be interesting to see in three, four, 5 weeks what the infection and death rate is of the Amazon employees that are still in there working. I would like to know what are their personal protection procedures within the are they wearing masks? Are they wearing gloves? I don't know. But the thing is time will give us the answer to all of our suspicions and all of our questions. We will either be our suspicions will be justified, or our, you know, time will give us the answers.
So here's what I'm asking is, what is our suspicions? Listen, virus aside, coronavirus aside, why is Amazon open like that? And I can't get a haircut, folks. I can't get a haircut. I can't go to a dentist. I go to my local Kroger store and it's packed. People everywhere. I drive down the road and here in my local town, and you wouldn't know there's any order out there. Go ahead, Mark.
I was just gonna say, did you see what Robert said? There probably won't be an outbreak at Amazon. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Robert said that. I think that's true.
What's going on here, friend?
Well, they did have one. They said one lady came down with I don't know what area it was, but there was one infection lady or that has been tested positive at Amazon.
Yeah, yesterday I read that there are six Amazon centers around the country that have infected employees in them now.
So, folks, listen, please hear me. I'm not talking about, I don't want this to sound hard. I'm not talking about infections. I'm not talking about the number of infections. They are what they are. How come they're open and I can't get a haircut? That's my question. Why is Amazon open and I can't get a haircut?
Coach, well, you can get a haircut.
And I, Amazon,
Coach, you can't get a barber. You had a relationship with your barber.
You get my point, right? Get my point.
Well, there's something wrong with that, Coach, basically.
I agree 100% that whatever's going on is being handled inequally. And the Constitution says there's equal protection under the law, and that's not happening.
There's some type of manipulation. 100%. Some type of, in my opinion. Okay, I don't beat this dead horse, okay? I don't want to beat this. But this, folks, this is the kind of stuff that makes us, makes it hard to take it seriously, doesn't it? Or not take it, okay, Jared, let's go. You're on the homepage, Jared. Go to the video. We went to Planned Parenthood yesterday. I hadn't been there in a while. Planned Parenthood in Ohio is open, even though the Attorney General of the state of Ohio ordered. Not this one. That's not the one I want yet, Jared. Go back to the earlier one. Okay, I think it's a no. Go, keep on going, bud. Keep on going. People share stuff on my page, and you know how this whole thing works, right? This is it. Okay, now. This, folks, this may take a few minutes, and we may stop and start this. But I showed up yesterday with my wife, and Johnny Tuttle was there, and so this is a 24-minute video. I don't want you to watch the whole video, but I want you to watch the beginning of what John Tuttle said when he went by himself. He went to Planned Parenthood by himself the day before. By the way, John Tuttle has been at the abortion clinics for 40 years. And yesterday, or Friday, Monday, whatever day, when he was there by himself, somebody called the police and said he had just threatened to kill everybody. And five cops show up, and you can imagine, right? Like Johnny Tuttle would threaten to kill somebody. So I want you to see at the beginning what Johnny Tuttle says here. Go ahead and play it, Jared. Just start this thing, and then we'll play a little bit, and I'll show you some at the end of it.
Hey, good morning, here, folks. How you doing, bud?
You know that. I think that's the lady.
Yeah.
That's the lady said.
Go ahead, Jared. Go ahead a little bit.
It's hey, folks. Buddy. We're out here at Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Let's start right there.
At Planned Parenthood. And hey, Don. Wait for a few of you to gather. I couldn't believe it. You know, I made a video. And hold this second for me, Johnny. I'm gonna flip this around here so that you guys can see. Planned Parenthood still open, still killing babies. There's Reverend. The Reverend's here. Hey, Reverend Al. How you doing? That's Reverend Al. He's a former Lutheran minister, right? By the way, the police
cops not even
Chen. Chen, I think, is his name. He's a Christian. Hi, Tom Stutzman. Good to see you, Tom. Yeah, he's a Christian. And Reverend Al. There's Reverend Al. Fake Reverend Al right there, actually. So they're here and they're killing. They're killing babies today. And I can't go to the dentist and get my teeth cleaned. I can't get a haircut. But Reverend Al, look at him.
You're not supposed to.
So folks, look, I want to come back over here because I want you to hear this story real quick. This is my friend Johnny. Johnny's been out here at the abortion clinics for over... John, let's step off the street. I don't want you to get arrested there, man. John's been out here at the abortions for 40 years. John's been doing this and has given his life to do this. And he came out here yesterday. John, just go ahead and tell the story of what happened here to you yesterday here. Folks, this is a good warning. You should never come, you know, should never come by yourself.
Absolutely.
You should always bring a witness with you.
Great.
So tell, what happened yesterday, Johnny?
Okay, what happened was I showed up here about 9 o'clock. The workers were pulling in. There was already two workers in there I didn't get to talk to, but dressed up about five cars of them. They went in, and I told them that they weren't supposed to be here. This place was supposed to be closed, and I would be a witness to the fact that they were here today, and they were killing babies when they're not supposed to be here. Well, within 10 minutes, a policeman pulled up and said, "Hey, someone called here and said, you threatened to kill them." And I said, "What?" I said, "Of
40 years you've been coming here, right, John? Yeah. Never threatened to kill anybody."
Exactly. And I told him, of course I didn't do that. And so he said, "Okay, I'll call them up and get them to come out." And they came out, and within 5 minutes, there were five police cars here. There were obviously two policemen in each car, and they made me go to the front of the abortion clinic and stand and made sure I stood at the back of the sidewalk as if I had some gun or something was gonna hurt somebody. I said, "Hey, look, buddy, I'm just here to try to save babies." And they told me that because of the order that we're supposed to be in our house, I could not be out here, and that if I did not leave, they were gonna arrest me.
So you're out on a public street, John, and just appealing for the lives of the baby, got your rosary, saying your rosary, praying, been doing it for 40 years, and the policeman told you, even though Planned Parenthood was open, defying the Attorney General or Attorney General Dave Yost's order, they were defying it, killing babies. They said if you continued to defy the order by being out here on the street, they were gonna arrest you.
Absolutely. That's exactly.
Okay, Jared. Jared, scroll ahead a little bit, folks, because I want you to see, God bless Johnny Tuttle. I want you to see the back and forth I have with the cop, okay? This is Officer Chung. He shows up. He's there. He's a special duty cop. So he's being paid for. He's being paid by a Planned Parenthood. He's talking to Johnny again about Johnny's not allowed to be here. Talked to you yesterday, yada, yada, yada. And I showed up with a camera. Let it be. Anytime you're out doing street ministry, let this be a lesson. Put him on camera. They get really, really nervous. Officer Chung is a Christian, had many conversations with him, claims to be a Christian, works all the time at getting blood money at Planned Parenthood, and continues to enforce ungodly, unrighteous edicts. Now, I want you to watch the back and forth that we have here. Jared, go ahead and play this a little bit.
Is that allowed?
They're
okay.
Allowed to be
here. Yeah, not to be here. Okay, but what about across the street? Hey, my brother, no sign, no horn, nothing. Am I allowed to pray?
Huh?
Yeah, you can pray.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. But you can't be out here.
Okay.
So I'm going to advise you, right? That you also need to make yourself on your way home.
I'm sorry, I got here late.
So, the state order mandates everyone to stay at home.
The state order, this would be closed, too.
You guys are not performing an essential business.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm praying to try to save babies. Okay. Now, the order, if you read the governor's order, it says that religious services. Religious services. It says that. I'm out here having a religious service. Officer, I'm going to show you that I have a minister's card. I'm an ordained minister.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay, I'm going. Now listen, you've been a good. You've always been a good guy to me. But I'm going to tell you something. Right. But I'm told for religious services, I'm allowed to be out here.
I'm giving you a warning.
Uh huh. And what's going to happen if I don't? How come she's able to be here? Why is she able to be here? She's a volunteer, is she not? Are you a volunteer? Yeah, I'm a volunteer. I'm a volunteer. So she's allowed to volunteer, but I'm not allowed to.
Okay, so folks, this foolishness is still going. Hang on, let's stop right there. Folks, I want you to watch this. See the guy in the blue? I just want you to see this. This is Reverend Al, a retired Lutheran minister. All right? Reverend Al. He's got a hat on that says, make lying wrong again, or something like that. And so I want you to watch what this is what we're dealing with, friends. I want you to watch what this guy in the blue does to me. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
Make lying wrong again? You mean telling women that it's not a person? That would be lying, wouldn't it, Reverend Al? Wouldn't that be lying? No. Huh?
Okay.
Huh? Right. That's a reverend right there, folks. How come he's... Do you hear him say he's not working right now? Why is he able to be here?
He's going home.
He's going home?
He's also being advised to go home.
Is she being advised to go home? That girl right there? She being advised to go home?
She's still working.
She's volunteering.
Okay.
I'm volunteering.
Okay, it's good. Stop it here. This goes on. You can watch it on Facebook. It goes on a long time. Listen, this is a great lesson, my friends. This is a great lesson in standing your ground. First of all, knowing the law before you go out, and then standing your ground. Because you will find out as you're doing street ministry, the police officers do not know the law. They don't know the law. We didn't move. We said we weren't going to move. Now, Jared, hang on a second. Jared, go to the I sent you the Created Equal video. Pull that one up there, Jared, because Mark Harrington posted this video. 10 minutes later, this officer comes back out. All right? 10 minutes later, he comes back out. He called downtown, all right? This is after he threatened to arrest us, threatened to write us an M2. Watch, this is only about 3 minutes. Watch this.
Good morning, Officer Young. How are you doing?
Yeah,
I do. In the order that Attorney General Yost put out, free First Amendment protected speech was one of the exemptions. It's on page 5. I've got it highlighted right there. It's one of the exemptions that we're allowed to be out doing First Amendment speech activities.
Okay, but as far as I've been advised, okay, by our legal, okay, anyone out here that's not performing an essential function is told to, you know, take yourself home.
Sure, I understand that, but how does that
and he too, that comes
in conflict with the First Amendment protected speech?
Okay, so
doesn't it?
You're being advised to adhere to the stay home order issue, okay? And if anyone wants to contest that or violate that, I'll be happy to write the citation, and in 8 weeks, okay, you can take that up with the courts.
Okay.
Okay. That's how we're gonna operate.
Okay.
And that's how I was advised.
All right. Thanks for that.
I got an email to prove it. I just read it to Coach Dave.
Remember, folks, he's working for Planned Parenthood. He is a Columbus police officer working for Planned Parenthood. In other words, enforcing Planned Parenthood's opinion of the law, not the law. Now, one of the things I didn't show you in the other video, which was just was magical, as he's telling me we're not allowed to be there, there's a parade of people walking up and down the streets, both sides. And I take the camera and say, what about him? Are they allowed to be out here? Are they allowed to be out? What about? It was unbelievable. Go ahead here. Because I want you to watch that Officer Chung comes out and apologizes to us that he was wrong. Never seen a cop do this. Go ahead.
Who's the email from?
Huh?
Who's the email from?
From our legal advisor.
I'm actually... Do you have anything else? Because I got to go. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Can I sure, speak yeah.
with you? I'll speak with both of you. Okay. I just got clarification, okay, on your guys' behalf.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So the discussion we had earlier with your First Amendment rights, okay, you're allowed to express your First Amendment rights.
All right, great. Thank you.
However, social distancing.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
We were doing
guidelines.
How ridiculous. Just,
okay.
Is this?
All right. Cool. Like I said, I'm not going to be the guy that's just going to be, you know, boom, this is it. I appreciate did my homework.
I appreciate
I verified for you folks.
Right.
Okay. So, once again, awesome. You've been advised and you know that I corrected myself.
Yeah.
You did.
Appreciate that.
Great. Thanks yep. a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Groups of 10 start, if it's 10 or more, put you guys in a gray area and then it becomes something different.
Okay. Okay? Gotcha. So, keep it under 10.
Yes.
Okay.
So however many other, you know, people and folks you have coming to help you. Fine, as long as it stays under 10. If it gets over 10, you're going to draw a lot of attention. Other police are going to respond for whatever reasons. You know, and I understand you're still expressing your First Amendment rights, but there's something about a group of 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for looking into that.
There you go.
Yep.
Jared, 10 minutes earlier, they were going to arrest us, right? 10 minutes earlier, they were going to arrest us and write us citations that we could go to court in 8 weeks or whatever, 2 weeks. Come on in here. I've got a couple more videos. We're done. What, folks, what's going on?
Hey, and folks, remember, he said by the...
starting to beg forgiveness. They're all starting to beg for it. They all know it's coming.
Go ahead. He's
speaking his own lingo as an officer because he was adamant about my supervisor directed me. My supervisor directed me. No, your supervisor didn't direct you nothing. You're just saying a bunch of malarkey.
That's right.
Because that's why he came out and apologized. Because when he did contact the supervisor probably said he's a retard.
Well, not only that, we had this thing. We had the greatest weapon ever given to mankind. We had this thing in our hand. Now, Chad, you're a cop. You were a cop. What's going on there, Chad?
Well, he doesn't know what to do. He's caught between what he wants to do is, and what he's told to do. That's where it is. So, you know, he didn't want to get himself in a bind. So that's why he's like, well, wait a minute. He knew what he said probably was not right the first time. So he went back, had a conversation. They kicked it around. They said, well, we can't really stop these guys from doing it. Well, if they want, you know, this and that, and then I said, does this have any teeth to, will the DA prosecute it, this kind of stuff? And they said, well, no, it's not going to. And he said, okay, well, I'll go back out there and fix it. And that's what he did.
Is Roger in here? Roger, was that a clear violation of the law, you think, there, brother? I mean, he came back and he cleaned it up. But he didn't have a leg to stand on there, did he, Roger? Folks, if you go ahead again, if you go look at the whole video, you'll find all these people walking up and down the streets. I mean, there's
I could not believe what took place when I watched it. I just couldn't believe it. and I think Chad's exactly right. He probably wanted you to stay, but he knew he was ordered not to. It was just unbelievable. But the scary thing is this the future?
Well, Roger, this is a microcosm of where we are with all of the laws in the United States. Certain people get off with them. Certain people get charged. Some get arrested. Some get ignored. This is unequal justice. And so this, if you were to read the governor's orders, you would find out it's purposefully confusing. You're allowed to be out. See, I'm allowed to be out. I know I'm allowed to be out because I got a minister's card. That other lady was allowed to be out because she was a volunteer. This person is allowed to be out because they got to go get food for their mom. This person's allowed out because they have to go get food for their children. This person's out because their dog's sick. It is an order that is shot full of exceptions. Isn't that the American society? Is that not the America we live in? There is no right and wrong. Everyone's doing what's right in their own eyes. And there sit the police officers in the midst of this thing trying to enforce a law that has repeated.
Hey, Coach.
How do we live in a society like that? Yeah, Vinny?
Coach, This is the question we should be asking. Should it be okay for cops to threaten you when you're not doing anything? When you're not breaking the law? You know, when there are people breaking the law, they're not doing this. They're not threatening them that way. How come they're threatening you? You're keeping the peace. What the heck are you doing that you should be threatening?
Remember this. Remember this. Always remember this, okay? If you're out on the streets, they cannot arrest you without a warning. They got to tell you that they're going to arrest you. And we've learned through many trials and tribulations that you do not have to get arrested in order to file suit. All you need is a threat of an arrest, which we clearly had. We're not going to sue Officer Chung. But remember that. A lot of times the police officers do not know the law. And number two, they expect Christians in particular to obey the law. They know that. And so therefore, they try to, the threat of arrest, listen, if you're going to stand outside there, you better be willing to go to jail. You probably won't have to, but you have to be willing to, because you could come across a police officer who's got to burr up his behind about something else. And, you know, he doesn't, maybe he knows who I am. He doesn't like me. Maybe he played football against the team I coached. He's got it out. Well, personalities always enter into these things. So when you do this, you have to be, number one, be willing to be arrested, be willing to have to pay a fine, be willing to go to jail. You have to be willing to do that, because if you're not willing to do that, you are going to lose. And so Michelle and I stood there, and we were willing to, whatever they were going to do, we were willing to have them do it. Number one, you have to always know that. Number two, have the law with you. When Ian walked up there, he had the governor's order right on his phone, right on his phone. Now, folks, listen, don't miss this. Planned Parenthood's in violation of the order. Planned Parenthood is in violation of the order. And the police officer straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel because we are out on the streets. And then yesterday, I didn't finish the story, did I? 10 minutes later. Well, Jared, go ahead and play that one more video. I'll show you this real quick. Hey, listen, I'm sorry to dominate this. I just think this is a good lesson for all of us here, okay? It's a good lesson for all of us. Go the other way, Jared. I'm sorry. Go to the top now.
Come.
I want you to see.
Coach, there's another question.
Right there.
Is he paid on duty officer?
Yes,
he or is he, or if he was overtime with Planned Parenthood?
He's overtime, Joseph. And we've had this conversation listen, we go there, right? So we know these guys. We've had this conversation many times. Listen, hey, sir, I don't care if Planned Parenthood's paying for you. You enforce the law. You don't enforce Planned Parenthood's law. You're not here to defend Planned Parenthood. You're an officer of the law. I don't care who paid you. You can't stop doing what's right because they're paying you. Go ahead. Is that you, Rod Strikeman?
Well, if he's on overtime with Planned Parenthood, then he can't write a citation, just like what happened to Dale.
Is that true?
He has to call cops in to write a citation because they're on pay.
Good to know. All good.
Well, okay. One of the things, he's still a police officer, Joe. So you may be right, but I believe that he's still on duty. He still has arrest authority. He still has the other stuff. So he can do it. Now, he may not want to mess with it because he's doing an off-duty job.
You know what? Right. My experience is he would call other guys. That's my experience.
That's right.
Well, okay. Look what happened to Dale when that woman tried to influence her thing on him about spitting on the street.
Well, I was going to say,
That's Randy. Yeah, we never had Randy.
I was just going to make a point that when we go to these clinics, us as the Christians, as the people, we need to be prepared for the long game.
Yes.
And when the police show up, they're playing the short game. Understand? They just want it done and then move on to the next call. They're chasing 50 calls already. So when they show up there, they just want the problem resolved so they can go on and get the next call resolved. Okay. So
why don't we play the short game? As soon as you hear a threat, ask for their ID, ask for a card, and give them and let them feel it for once.
That's right.
So well, they make it a protocol. Vinny, as soon as you hear something, it sounds remotely like a threat.
They felt it, Vinny. Right? Yes. He knew. He felt it. Now, watch. I want you to watch this. I believe this is a miracle of the Lord. I just think it was. It was like one of those moments where the Lord just said, you know what? Here you go. And patted us on the back. So here, let me throw you a bone. Good job here today, boys. Because understand this, that in a moment of from 20 minutes, we are in danger of being arrested. All right? In 20 minutes, I want you to watch what happens here. Go ahead, Jared. Play this. 2 minutes.
Hey there, friends. Hey, Johnny, what time is it? You guys got to watch one of you?
10:10.
It's 10 minutes after 10. I hate to come back. No, I don't hate to come back. For a real quick video after I just made a video. But I think it's worthy of being back here. If you missed the first video, the first live video I just did, it was about, I don't know, it was about a half hour long, I think it was, about the confrontation we had with the police officers here. Planned Parenthood in Columbus threatened to arrest us for violating the order to not be out on the streets, yada, yada, yada. And we stood our ground. Folks, the most amazing thing has happened. I'm going to show you. I'm going to turn around with my sign. I'm still here. Let me put my sign right over here. I want you guys to see something. And if you missed that first video, I want you to go back and watch it. Because we stood our ground against the police officer. He told us we couldn't be here. He told us that the order wasn't where we were supposed to shelter in place, where it is, stay off the street. And I showed him all the people that were walking all around. So what are you going on? Why are you picking on us here? And he threatened to write us a citation, arrest us. And we didn't back down. Said, no, you're not going to do it. We have a right to be here. He called his superior officer down in Columbus. Down at Columbus PD. I want you to look what happened. I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened. Except this place is closed. Planned Parenthood, 3255 East Main Street in Columbus, Ohio, is closed. Every car's gone. Every worker loaded up and went home. Now, I don't know if an order came down from on high. There's a police officer still sitting. Sorry. But, folks, I want you to... God smiled on us here today. He smiled on us because we stood our ground. We didn't back down. Let the word go forth because we stood up. Planned Parenthood is closed.
Amazing thing happened, folks. An amazing thing happened.
Hey, Coach.
All at once, everybody left the building. It's like somebody set off a stink bomb in there and they had to get out. All of a sudden, they were all gone. Every one of them gone. Yeah, Mark.
You remember last time we were at that clinic, or at least I was. You've probably been there since they were closed. You remember last time they were closed, why they were closed?
I don't.
There were trucks and equipment in the parking lot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that septic problem.
Their drains were clogged up.
Yeah, with what, I wonder, huh?
Wonder with what, right?
So we don't know if it's our governor last night at a press conference. They asked our governor about it. Somebody asked about specifically Planned Parenthood, specifically, and our brave governor. You know what he said? We're undertaking an investigation, which to me was a great admission that they now are on the hook for enforcing it. Now, I don't know if Planned Parenthood is going to be open today or not. We'll find out. But something happened yesterday. Something happened yesterday. Hey, folks, listen, please, yes. Please don't miss this. Don't miss this. Planned Parenthood is a business. It's a business. And closing down Planned Parenthood for 3 weeks or 4 weeks will do to their business the same thing that it does when you close down Texas Roadhouse. It will hurt them financially. And if we close down Planned Parenthood, it hits them in the pocketbook. Why do we allow them to continue to operate when other businesses are not able to? And my wife told me, if we stop the blood, we'll stop the virus. Stop the blood, the free flow.
Amen.
Parenthood, and the virus will stop.
Amen. I just thought of something, Coach. Are they going to get government stimulus if they're closed? And if they're open, if they're open working, are they going to get stimulus?
Oh, Mark, they're easy.
They get stimulus now.
Yeah, well, you know they got lawyers fighting that one for them, don't they? So here's the purpose of the show. Okay, here's the purpose of today's show. I'm hogging all this up. Said I was going to do a flea flicker Friday, folks. We got to, and you're sitting. You got to be turning the heat up on Planned Parenthood. We got to be turning the heat up on them. If nobody does anything, nobody says anything, they are not going to operate. I mean, they're not going to obey. They are blatantly defying the order. Well, the worm's turning.
Operating with impunity, right in our faces. So we're going to stay open.
Protecting them, yes,
who
yes.
Who cares, bastards?
Somebody else, come on in.
Coach, we need to be there every time we have an opportunity to expose the hypocrisy.
Right.
The hypocrisy is there. But if no one is there to expose it, if you was not there to do all this, it would just win. No one would have known any of this.
That's right. And so we'll turn up the heat on them again today too, Randy.
Amen. Hey, Coach, here's a little connect the dot. You know, not braggadocious, but to begin with, there's no public school in Louisiana, so none of that indoctrination. There's no drag queen story hour. There's no strip club bar open in the state of Louisiana. All three of our clinics have been now closed for nearly a week. I mean closed, brother. And you know where Norma McCorvey was from, right? Louisiana.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got to go to the root. Oh yeah, brother. I mean, and now Texas,
The governor in Texas ordered him shot. We need our governor to do that. Why won't our governor just come up, pro-life governor, Mike DeWine? Why won't he just come out and say, close him down? These are not,
now here's, look,
they call it choice. Abortion is a choice. Right?
Here's another, I don't know if you realize this, but Governor Abbott of Texas is not allowing flights from New Orleans to come into Texas. And if they do, you get quarantined for 2 weeks. Now you've got something kind of within our own, not international, but national borders where flights are being shut down between states.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I
heard too, Coach, in Florida, the Florida governor is stopping the people from New York running down there, and because they're leaving New York by the droves to try to run from this, and he's doing that in Florida.
Randy, how about this one? I saw this one this morning. Folks, are you ready for this? Think about Vinny, where you are. I saw today, it was on Steve Quayle's website. Truckers are refusing to deliver in New York City. They will not go into New York City. Can you imagine that? Escape from New York. That movie. Huh?
I was just thinking that. God. Escape from New York with Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Escape from New York. Because why? They're not going to go in there. They're not going to take their trucks in there. It's great. Folks, we live in unbelievable.
Time for you
to get out.
I'll tell you what I'm ticked about, Coach, is that they're doing those automatic deposits. I want to check because I want to burn that sucker live. I don't want the government's money. I don't want their handout. And I've told my wife last night, I said, I was looking for the moment. I don't want it. You know what? And it's not because of anything. Brother, I came off the streets. I made preparations years ago to be completely debt-free, to be prepared because I've been through Katrina's. I've been through the storms. Brother, you don't wait for this to happen and then get prepared because you're already behind the eight ball.
That's right. That's right. So again, the point that I think that we all need to make is to understand why the selected enforcement. Why is Amazon open? Why is Amazon open? But my barber's not. There's something far more nefarious going on here. I'm not trying to tinfoil hat you. I'm just telling you, folks. Something going on. What do we see? 3 million people unemployed signed up for first time unemployment. 3 million people. Do you understand? Do we understand? Do you get what might look like 3 weeks down the road, 4 weeks down the road? This ain't fooling around time. It ain't fooling around time. So I'll shut up. I'll let somebody else come on in. You get where I'm coming from with it. It's still time for us to fight, stand up, make a difference. Go out, go, as somebody else did, set up a sign outside of Walmart and say prayer available and whatever. This is the time. Now, Larry made the point yesterday, which is, again, is a valid point, is my where I am with it. 6 months from now, when things begin to resettle or however long it takes, are we going to be Christians? Are we going to be actively involved in this restructuring of this government? Are we going to be doing that? Or are we going to sit back and let the Zionists and all that, let them, those same people, let them make the new rules? That's what the battle's going to be.
Absolutely. That's the question.
I've never seen so much. Remember, confusion is from the enemy. Satan is the author of confusion. And there's a lot of confusion.
So hopefully home churches will rise up and maintain and continue, and these dead morgue institutional churches will just be buried.
Well, what will happen, I think they'll get, once people get out of the habit of going to their local church, some of them are probably looking for a reason not to go, and now they'll have a reason not to go. So we have to pop up with alternatives. We got to.
One of the worst things we can let happen now is for them to keep our current economic system on life support, and it comes through this thing still alive. Amen. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. It's going to be nasty and uncomfortable. But if we let them keep our economic system alive, heaven help our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. By the way, I've got number 8 great-grandchild coming on the way.
I think you're exactly correct, and I think we're going to allow this. I think we're going to survive this financially, but then the nightmare really comes in at some point in time.
Because they've given us socialism, Roger. They've given us socialism.
Absolutely.
Now, rather than them telling us, here would have been my solution. No more taxes out of your paychecks. No more taxes taken out till we straighten this thing out. They still want you to give them money so they can give it back to you, so that you buy into the benevolence of the government. Give the money to the government, and then the government will take care of everybody. That hasn't worked. It's not going to work, but that's the soft-serving ice cream of socialism that they're cramming down our throats. Donald Trump is going to sign a bill that's going to give $2 trillion that we don't even have. And it's all designed to keep this system afloat to whatever happens on the other side of it, and I don't know what that is.
Pelosi put pork.
You ever rode a motorcycle?
Pelosi
put pork in it, right?
Yeah.
See if they just let you keep your own money. Wouldn't that be a good start? Just let you keep your own money. I don't need a handout. Quit taking what I have, folks.
You ever rode a motor?
Right. Well, come on,
$100.
Coach, it's all about transactions. $100
a month.
It's all about transactions.
$100 a month per year. $1,200 they want to give you is $100 a month. Anybody think that's going to cure our problem? Come on. Go ahead, Vinny. Sorry,
that's right. No, it's nonsense. What is it? It's about transactions. The transactions back and forth, taking little bit. You don't notice, but it accumulates, and you get tons of money, and you get nothing. Bastards don't share, and that's the problem. It's just like if Wall Street were paying taxes, they could pay taxes and cover taxes for every man on the planet all over for years. No, they don't want to share. We pay taxes. Why the hell are we paying taxes when those bastards don't pay taxes? It's simple.
Well, not only that, Vinny, the $2 trillion that they're giving out now, who do you think is going to have to pay for that? It's the old pay me now or pay me later.
It's scenario. Our money. It's our money.
So, folks, listen.
It's our money. Remember the bailout back 12 years ago? Remember the bailout? That was
Wayne.
Remember, they voted twice. They voted once, and we said, don't do it. And then he voted 10 minutes later and said, oh, we did it again. When did they ever vote for us?
Right, right. So what do we do?
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, Jeff.
Just to let you know, I talked to Mike Blake last night. He's going to send out the little contacts to our Center Ohio people in the huddle, the Salt Lake Brigade, everybody that we congregate with. And just let them all know that New Beginnings Ministry will be open Sunday morning at 10:30. We're going to have church. I've been talking to strangers this week that don't even go to church to act like they might come. You know what I mean? Because the doors are open. So we got one little church. It's not a satanic social club. So we're going to be there Sunday morning at 10:30.
In fairness to all the pastors that we beat on, thanks, Jeff. In fairness to the pastors, there are some that are open. There are some churches that are open, the smaller ones. But see, the bigger boys won't be. The bigger boys are the ones who get in the message. It's different than a pocket of little small churches staying open. God bless them for doing it. But the big ones aren't. They're not opening. And that sends a really, really big message. Somebody else, come on in. Here's where I was. What do we need to do? What do we need to do? We can't just complain. We can't just continue to point out what's going on. We have to get organized and have some type of response to this thing. We can't let them, folks, socialism is the goal. Communism is the goal. That's where this whole thing's heading. We're going to get through this. But is the cure, as they say, going to be worse than the disease? When we get on the other side of this, are we going to be better or are we going to be worse? I think it's something we've got to really, really consider and figure out what we're going to do about it. Come on in.
I was going to say this is going to be like riding a motorcycle on a dirt track. We're going to ride over this hump, and we're going to continue this economic system until we get onto the other side of the election cycle, and then there's going to be another. We're going to hit a jump. We're going to jump. We're going to jump up into the air, and we don't know how or where we're going to land. That's where the excitement and the thrill comes.
Cashless society is upon us. Go ahead, Joseph Silver.
Okay. In a totally different direction, see this Free Flicker Friday.
That's good.
All right. I think individually, we should celebrate Passover this year. Okay? And not when it's celebrated. It's actually celebrated the day before, just like Jesus did before his crucifixion. Mm-hmm. And that'll be on April 8th, which is the actual 14th of Nisan, which starts the day before at sunset. So
that's Thursday.
Something to consider.
That's Thursday before Good Friday. Is that what we're talking about?
I think Wednesday. They started on Thursday.
Wednesday.
Jewish. Yeah, they've combined Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread together. Gotcha. Okay. So it's actually the day before 14th Nisan. Just look it up. It's right there in several places in Scripture. And that actually starts on the day before at sunset. So
all right,
just something to contemplate, think about, and I think it'll be very special. You don't have to do it like everybody's or scripturally supposed to do or the way the Jews do it, that kind of thing. You know, just, you know, no pork. Don't do that one. Just have a dinner and for your family and talk about Passover and what it means.
I think a good teaching on that and what it means would be wonderful, because I do believe it is a way that God will protect us again by passing over our homes as we are worshiping him and following him and being obedient to his word. Any thoughts on that, Dave?
No, I think that's what the whole Passover lamb, whole Passover thing is all about, right? That those who want a secret place of Most High abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I think it's...
Yeah, wasn't the Passover in Egypt kind of the original shelter in place?
Yeah, I guess it was, wasn't it? It was. It was.
Y'all hear this? Y'all hear that Kathy Griffin wanted to hold Trump's head up?
Yeah.
His hospitalized.
Yeah. Well, that's another whole story going on there. I won't get into today about what's happening there. Hey, Robert.
I think.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was Mark. Just going to say that there's a video series that I've been watching. It's called The Chosen. And I believe they're supposed to be airing it. It's for 8 days prior up to Easter. Right. Brother, it is a fantastic series. They're showing one series each night. Each one either is a half hour to an hour long. I'm not sure what your local channels would be. I recommend it because it gives you a perspective of the disciples' calling and how that might have happened during that time. I just want to throw that out there. It's really good.
I've heard good things about it. Robert, March 27th. Hey, by the way, we'll be here Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Those of you who can't go with Jeff Klein, up with Pastor Bell, we'll be here at 10 o'clock. Spread the word. We'll do another little teaching. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, watch hang points. On. Hey, Polly Heath's done with chemo. Praise the Lord on that one. God bless you, Polly. Go ahead, Robert.
March 27th, Jesus said, go and make disciples. He didn't say stay in and make excuses. The Easter Bunny or the Risen Lion of Judah. Here's a little poem that sort of says something. Are you victimized by the roaring lion or victorious with the Risen Lion of Judah? It says, it's an easy choice, which is mine.
Wait, somebody needs to mute.
Yeah, Roger's got mute. It's an easy choice, which is mine. Though the lost and depraved revile and bring derision, the saved and redeemed rejoice because of him who has risen. Mockers laugh now, but will mourn then when the king returns and all acknowledge him.
Mm-hmm.
Some think they stand now safe and secure. Wait till the Savior returns. They won't be so sure. Some settle for the best life now and live it up. It's better to take hold of eternal life and drink from his cup. Many play now, forever demanding, give me more. Wait till he who gave his all returns and settles the score. The purpose drunken can continue being driven, but let the spirit led, they will keep on truly living. Most will covet worldly riches, which will rot. It is better to prefer heavenly treasures, which will not. The foolish are married to sinful self and pride. The wise are married to the Holy One as his spotless bride. I don't care what the mocking and spiritually dead may say, the rocking and risen one is on his way.
Amen. Amen. Good one, Robert. Several mic drops there. Folks, just kind of in conclusion here. We can only do what we can do, and we can only do what is before us each and every day. And if we're not careful, I'm as guilty as anybody else. It's easy for us to get following down paths that end up eating up a lot of our time. I saw a program again yesterday that says much of the statistics that we are seeing are unverified statistics based on projections. And as I said a couple days ago, the data makes all the difference. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. Just for a moment, you know, you've asked several times if any of us know anyone that has the virus. Well, my niece has been tested positive. She wasn't put in the hospital like we suspected it happened, but it didn't. She was sent back home to isolate herself there. And, you know, my way of praying has been for decades to ask for God's will to be done in my brothers and sisters' lives and trust it and not try to tell him what that will is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of my niece, she was raised and as recent ago as when my mother passed, she's still a very vocal avowed atheist. And so I'm laying there and I'm saying, well, how do I pray for or about or whatever my niece? And here's the verse that I got. John chapter 17, verse 9, Jesus is praying out loud to the Father in the presence of his disciples. So his disciples will hear it, I believe, so they will record it. So we'll know what he prayed. And Jesus says, I pray not for the world. So once again, I'm leaving that in the Father's hands. If the Father, through the Holy Spirit, wants to lead me and try to contact her and say something to her, I'll do that. But short of that, it's in God's hands. I'm not going to get up there and try to tell him what hook to put in, what jaw, where at, and which direction to pull it. He knows which way to go.
Amen. Amen. And the good news is, folks, 97.5% of people are okay, even if we trust the statistics. As Larry just said, his niece in Washington was not admitted into the hospital. So the virus is real, but it's not necessarily deadly. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 10 a.m. on Sunday. I'll be here. Come and join us. God bless you. We'll see you then.